The Harlem Renaissance marks a remarkable period in the history of cultural evolution, not just in Harlem, New York, where it first ignited, but also in the larger context of African American history and American cultural history across the 20th century. Stretching approximately from the end of World War I in 1918 until the throes of the Great Depression in the 1930s, the Harlem Renaissance represented an intellectual, social, an artistic explosion of culture that echoed across the United States and beyond. Born out of the Great Migration, which saw thousands of African Americans move from their homes in the South to the industrial North in pursuit of better economic opportunities, the Harlem Renaissance entrenched itself in its namesake neighborhood in Manhattan, New York City. Harlem became the ultimate cultural capital, attracting Black intellectuals, artists, writers, and musicians who had been marginalized in their previous communities. At the heart of this cultural revolution was the development of an African-American identity, a quest to challenge the racist and stereotypical norms of white American society. African-Americans began to define themselves in their terms, drawing on their African heritage, American experiences, and the harsh realities of their current lives. Therefore, this cultural shift was not just an artistic endeavor, but also a socio-political movement aiming to create a separate identity for African Americans within the American culture. Literature played a central role in the Harlem Renaissance's cultural propagation. African American writers and poets like Langston Hughes, Zora Neale Hurston, and County Cullen penned volumes of work steeped in the African American experience. Their writings articulated the struggle for equality, explored the profound dichotomy of being American and African, and professed a sense of Black pride. Art, particularly visual art, was another expressive vehicle of this cultural explosion. Artists like Aaron Douglas integrated African aesthetics into their creations, spawning distinct and powerful depictions of African American life. They portrayed a range of themes, from discordant racial relations to celebrations of African American culture and achievements. Music and performance art also held a significant place, with jazz becoming the era's heartbeat. Musicians such as Louis Armstrong, Duke Ellington, and Bessie Smith infused their compositions with the exhilarating liberation spirit of the time, pioneering a new musical art form. Theaters became an essential tool for expressing the African American perspective, often highlighting their struggles and successes. The Harlem Renaissance, despite its surge in creativity and expression, was not immune to the socioeconomic effects when the Great Depression struck in the early 1930s. The economic downturn dramatically impacted the support for the arts, leading to a slow decline. But the legacy of the Renaissance lived on in the subsequent fight for civil rights and continues to be evident in the continued efforts for racial equality even today. The cultural innovations that premiered during that era laid the groundwork for the post-war civil rights movement and continue to influence contemporary Black culture. The Harlem Renaissance was a focal point in the evolution of African American cultural identity, shaping perceptions and giving a voice to experiences. It was a period of artistic ingenuity and intellectual brilliance where African Americans conveyed their messages of equality, pride, and unity through multiple art forms. This golden age, while complicated and at times fraught with tension, stands as a testament to the resilience, creativity, and spirit of the African American community. Today, we celebrate and remember the Harlem Renaissance as a critical milestone in American history, a harmonic meeting point of culture, protest, and identity.